2015 has certainly been a wet year in terms of rainfall. All of the moisture has made the difficult job of maintaining Hopkins County roads even a tougher one. I talked about it with Precinct 1, Hopkins County Commissioner Beth Weisenbaker.
You know, number one, it's always money because we have to get into our budget. And this is probably the wettest year since I came into office, and that's been 18 and a half years ago now. And I think I've probably already spent about $50,000 of money that I would normally have to start the summer with in my main projects. And it's going to make an impact, and I just ask everybody for their patience, that we know what's going on, and a lot of the repairs that we're making right now they're temporary. And that's the saddest thing. That's just what makes you want to grieve. We're not getting enough break in between the weather systems to actually go out and do what needs to be done. We're just trying to stabilize the road and stop the erosion.
You're dealing with a tremendous number of what we would call potholes, I guess, even out on the county roads.
Oh, yes. And only thing I can figure out is that we had such dry weather. And, of course, this is Precinct 1, so we're primarily sandy-based. And they're deep. I mean, I've always had potholes. I mean, everybody does. But this year, these potholes are deep. You can't just go put oil sand in them. We're having to put rock and then come back and put oil sand over the top of the rock, provided we get enough of the dry weather to put the oil sand on top. And then what we've run into getting the oil sand from our supplier, which my supplier is over in Greenville, is where Precinct 1 goes, their sand is wet. So there's been some days that we finally have a sunny day and there's no water in the holes, but yet the sand that they make the oil sand with is wet. And so the plant shuts down and you lose that one day. It's been a challenge, Don. It's been a challenge.
I would imagine there are some areas you can't even get into because of just the condition of, you know, of the roads and too wet and all that.
Oh, it is. Everybody has what they call bottoms. And I've told people numerous times, you know, when I came in as commissioner, I didn't choose that these roads go where they go. I just inherited them. And they go through known floodplains. And they're dirt. And they're dirt for a reason, because if you put rock or oil sand on them without raising the level up, it's going to wash away. Yep. And like a six-strand barbed wire fence, it'll top the top strand and run down through there. And of course, so it's a wet area. But yet there are people that have cattle, you know, they've got their hays down in those meadows, you know, and so they have to access those bottoms. And the other day, everybody remember the 4 or 5 days of dry weather we got, we thought, well, maybe we can get down in those bottoms and see what we can do. Oh, gosh, the tractor ruts, they still had water. Some of those ruts were over knee deep, you know, and they were holding water. You just couldn't get a blade down in there yet. And so I don't know how those people are managing to feed their livestock if they haven't washed away. You know, they're still having to access down there. And I guess they're just doing it with tractors, you know, and just gutting it out. You got to go feed.
So usually with rain comes storms. And so I know you spent a lot of time trying to get the trees off the road, the debris, you know, all that to keep your roads clear.
And that's what we're doing right now. The earth is so wet, the ground is so wet, we're actually having trees fall, their root systems are just giving up.
Yeah.
I mean, there won't even be a wind and this tree will just fall over. And so we're addressing a lot of that. But yeah, every time one of these storms come through, we have the limbs go down, we have the trees go down.
KSST News.